Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 10th episode of the Mason-Dixon Sports Podcast. Your home for Pittsburgh, Johnston area sports, and NASCAR racing. I'm Justin. This week, we're going to be doing things a little bit different. This podcast is going to cover the NFL and college football, as well as NASCAR racing. Then there's going to be a second podcast that will cover the Pittsburgh Penguins, Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, Wheeling Nailers preseason, as well as the Johnstown Tomahawks week of hockey. So if hockey talk is what you're here for, look for the hockey podcast that will be up shortly. You can send us messages on Facebook by looking up Mason-Dixon Sports Podcast, on Twitter at MaceDix Sports Pod, or email us at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. So moving on to football, first we're going to do some non-Steelers football talk. Football officials flagged Josh Norman of the Washington Redskins for a bow and arrow celebration near the sidelines after an interception in the fourth quarter against the Cleveland Browns. He would later be fined $10,000 by the league. The game also had an interesting event where Cleveland Brown running back came up with the ball after a supposed fumble, and the refs called the ball to the Redskins. Also, NFL made a new policy that went into effect on October 9th, 2016, that teams can't post footage inside the stadiums on game day on their social media accounts. That includes GIF images. The fine is $10,000. So, moving on to the Steelers. Steelers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 43-14 Sunday Night Football the week after losing big to the Philadelphia Eagles. Defense looked good after giving up two offensive plays. After giving up two big offensive plays to start the opening drive, the defense looked good the rest of the way. Jarvis Jones would have an interception. Ross Cockrell would force a fumble. Steven Tuitt would recover the fumble. Vince Williams would have a sack. Cameron Haywood would have three sacks. Ben threw a ball to Sammy Coates, and Coates actually caught the ball. And the offense would go on their way to have a big night. Ben would throw 22 completions on 27 attempts and throw for 300 yards. He would also have 5 touchdowns. Antonio Brown would have 64 receiving yards and 2 touchdown catches. Jesse James would have 15 receiving yards and 1 touchdown catch. Hayward Bay would have 31 yards and 1 touchdown catch. Marcus Wheaton would have 30 yards and a touchdown catch. Le'Veon Bell, fresh off the suspension, would carry the ball 18 times for 144 yards. He would also have 5 receptions for 34 yards, unfortunately no touchdowns. D'Angelo Williams would have 4 carries for 7 yards and 1 touchdown. Antonio Brown would end up being fined $24,000 for his touchdown celebration. Being it's his second offense. Moving on to this week, the Steelers beat the Jets 31-13. Sammy Coates would make some big plays. However, he'd also have numerous drops throughout the game. He finished up with 3 catches for 113 yards and 1 touchdown reception. Ben would have another big game, going 34 for 47 for 380 yards and 4 touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell would rush 20 times for 66 yards and have 9 catches for 88 yards. Antonio Brown would have 9 catches for 78 yards and 1 touchdown. Jesse James would have 6 catches for 43 yards and 1 touchdown. On the defensive side, Andy Chicolo would have a strip sack that the Jets would recover. Vince Williams would add a sack and lead the team with 8 tackles. Lawrence Timmons and Arthur Motes would each have a half sack. Moving on to college football. Iowa would win against Minnesota 14-7. Pitt would beat Georgia Tech 37-34. Penn State would beat Maryland 38-14. Number 1 ranked Alabama would beat number 16 Arkansas 49-30. Number 2 Ohio State beat Indiana 38-17. Notre Dame lost to North Carolina State 10-3. Move on to college upsets. Navy beat number 6 ranked Houston 46-40. Number 25 ranked Virginia Tech beat number 17 ranked North Carolina 34-3. USC would beat number 21 ranked Colorado 21-17. Number 23 ranked FSU after two straight losses won a close game against number 10 Miami 2019. Washington State would upset number 15th ranked Stanford 42-16. The Florida Gators game was postponed this week due to Hurricane Matthew coming through the area. We'll move on to NASCAR. The Camp and World Truck Series is off until October 22nd. The Xfinity Series had a race this week at Charlotte that was postponed to Sunday at 4 p.m. due to rain. The race was originally supposed to be run on Friday night. First place went to Joey Logano, second place to Elliott Sadler, third place to Daniel Suarez. Daniel Suarez, Elliott Sadler, Justin Allgaier, Eric Jones, Brandon Gaughan, who had a car with sheets on it, Ryan Reed, Darrell Wallace Jr., and Blake Kuch advanced to the round of 8 for the Xfinity Series. Due to us recording so early last week, we got 2 Sprint Cup races to cover. Last week, the Sprint Cup guys raced at Dover. First place went to Martin Truex Jr., second place to Kyle Busch, and third place to Chase Elliott. Chad Buescher, Jamie McMurray, Kyle Larson, and Tony Stewart were eliminated from the chase as the round of 12 started at Charlotte. So we'll move on to Charlotte. Charlotte, once again, was supposed to run originally on Saturday night, but they ran Sunday at noon. Jimmy Johnson would win the race. Second place went to Matt Kenseth, and third place went to Casey Kane. With the win, Jimmy Johnson moves on to the round of 8. Most of the chase guys had bad weeks at Charlotte, including Kevin Harvick, who had a blown engine, Joey Logano had a blown tire causing major damage to his car, and Austin Dillon and Chase Elliott that would be caught up in a big wreck on a restart. The Pittsburgh Pirates season is over. However, there are rumors that McCutchen will be traded this offseason. So we'd like your thoughts on if the Pirates should trade him, and if they do trade him, where they would trade him to and who they should get. But for the non-hockey talk, that's about all we have for this week. You can reach me on social media at Boost4608 on Xbox Live, Twitter, Instagram, you can follow the podcast on Twitter at capital MASDIXSPORTSPOD. You can email us at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. Until next week, see you out there.